Hello, everyone. It seems like it's been, what, 4 days around there since my last podcast episode, and I have not really been covering Diddy. And the reason for that is, as I said before, which I may start saying a lot and really irritate everyone, is this podcast is an opinion source, not a news source. So when I can, I'll break news, but I always, throughout my 4 year, nearly 4 year podcasting journey, I have my moments where I'm like, okay, I'm getting to a point where I could spend more time on the podcast and therefore do a bit more of like deep dives on the stories that are coming out. But I'm still within the throes of a very big project. And so my time is limited. And there's endless stories about Diddy, and we're only getting started in many ways. Like, if you think that the accuser that had a news conference with Gloria Allred, if you think that she's the last one, you are so far from mistaken. We don't know what was going on. This was like over the span of a good like 25 years, 24 years or so. I mean, there's a lot of stories that are probably going to surface if the people involved with Diddy don't fear for their lives enough to remain silent. So there's so much that's coming out, and I'm just one person who certainly cannot keep up. 50 Cent's documentary or docuseries, it got the green light at Netflix, and 50 Cent, I don't know. It's like I started following him again on Instagram. Well, I never really followed him, but with 50 Cent, it's like he's parading his son, I guess, Sire, around on Instagram, but then I think he has absolutely nothing to do with his older son. So I need to look into that because he could F straight off and I will unfollow him if. Why is he disowning his black son? Why is he parading around his biracial son? Why was he really harsh with his black son who said he wanted to spend time with him? And 50 publicly said he doesn't want to spend time with his older son. So I need to, like, what's going on? And I feel like my random guess is that 50 did not, he had an unplanned. His wife got pregnant, or his older son's mother got pregnant without him, unplanned pregnancy or whatever. But that has nothing to do, and like I said, I don't know what his reasons are, but that's nothing to do with his son, though. Like, you made that decision. Like, I don't know. I need to know why he's just acting like he's the parent of one child, from what I could see, allegedly. I'm not into that. I can't even wrap my mind around how painful that must be. So anyways, when it comes to Diddy, I feel that people, and I don't know why, I think it might be split down the middle. Maybe some people, like just, or maybe a lot of people haven't thought about it, but I really like that the Juicy Scoop podcast with the host, Heather McDonald, she put it best, and I was planning on recording this episode and basically saying exactly what she said, which is Diddy's parties were not the freak-offs because all these people, celebrities have come out now, like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't go to a Diddy party. And they're just leaking all the, not leaking, but sharing all the names of the celebrities who went to Diddy's parties. And I saw one post 200 celebrities have been to Diddy parties. And Heather McDonald put it best and said what I wanted to say. Diddy's parties, his infamous and famous and very well-known parties, especially the white party, that's the main one. But his parties were PR parties and they were completely separate than the freak-offs. She said it. And then now we're hearing that a sex worker turned over a tape, a videotape of him at a freak-off. And I guess this was in July. But The freak-offs, just like the person who was arrested in 2018, Audie, the porn star slash sex worker or whatever, who had a freak-off. He said Diddy was would either masturbate in front of him or he would be on a video telling that man what to do to Cassie. I mean, how gross. Like, I hear that and it's so gross and sad. But anyways, the freak-offs were Diddy, and that's what Diddy's lawyer is saying. The freak-offs, Diddy's lawyer is saying the freak-offs were threesomes and consenting adults. So basically, how the hell is the media and so many people trying to pretend and act like a party with hundreds of people, dozens and dozens of A-listers is the same as three people fucking? Those are two completely different things. So it's just annoyed me to kind of see how the media has spun this and how people are grouping together his parties with the freak-offs. Like, no. Why would Diddy be performing or partaking in illegal activities like the freak-offs, where people are allegedly drugged, where he's paying for sex, where he's telling people what to do, where he's recording sex? Like, why would he be doing all that in front of freaking Oscar winners? Like, please get the fuck out of here. So I'm so glad that Heather explained it that way, the way that I had been planning on spelling it out. And I don't know when the Netflix, or sorry, 50 Cent's documentary is coming out. I assume early next year. Anyways, that's gonna break records. I'm ready for it, and I want it to be a thorough docuseries. Like, don't cut no corners. Talk to everybody. I wonder, does anybody wonder what's going on with Young Miami? Because the tape that was turned over, I feel like Young Miami was fucking Diddy at that time. So Young Miami might be the person having sex with the sex worker in the tape. And remember that clip of Young Miami saying she's a whore? Like, it's one of my favorite. It really is one of my favorite clips because it's so funny. And she was just telling the truth, where she was like, I'm a whore. No, I'm a whore. I'm a whore. So it's like, can you imagine how Young Diddy, or sorry, Young Miami is stressed the fuck out right now? Because she's like, I'm gonna be under oath and I have to lie, which is a crime, or tell the truth and expose my business. Like, what a terrible, terrible position to be in. Young Miami was way too cute for him. Like, and let's talk about P. Diddy's sexuality. So I believe that P. Diddy is the first A-list bisexual black rapper. And I'm calling him rapper because he did make music at one point, but skills-wise, non-existent. But he's the first one. And so we have really been conditioned to believe that if a man looks at another man's penis, he is full on gay. And then here comes Diddy, where for decades, since he was first on the scene, there were rumors about him sleeping with men. Now, if you remember Superhead, she talked about Diddy and men. Like, there have just been many, many times where people have talked about Diddy sleeping with men, having sex with men, oral with men, all of that. So then this comes out. This whole scandal comes out, which I believe was spearheaded by Cassie, but I don't know. And if it is, God, what an icon. So all of these stories come out, or Cassie files her lawsuit, then, story after story comes out, victim after victim feels courageous to speak out. And we are being forced to contend with, can a man be bisexual? Because a lot of people don't subscribe to that. They don't believe that. And they believe that anybody who says that they're bi is just a closeted gay person. Listen, I believe that Diddy is a freak, and I believe that he enjoys having sex with men and women because he's done so for decades, allegedly. So what does that imply? What does it imply? He is the one who would know if he has a preference for either. But that's not the point. He obviously could get hard for men, just like he could get hard for women, and he could obviously sleep with men, just like he could sleep with women. So, doesn't that make you think, if you're someone who thinks that no man could be bisexual, does it make you think that it's possible? Because it should. We are very, 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 very slowly moving towards having a better understanding of the spectrum of sexuality and fluidity. And I a billion percent believe that a man could be bisexual. And if you're a woman who is afraid of dating a bisexual man, that is your prerogative. I would say this though, when you date a man, if you are a cishet straight woman, and if you date a man, and that man says, "I have some ex-girlfriends," or "I had an ex-girlfriend." Do you say to that man, "Oh, you can't like me because you had an ex?" You don't. So that same rule could be applied to a man saying he's had an ex-boyfriend or he's slept with a man before. If you don't look at a man who has an ex-girlfriend and say, "You can't date me because you have an ex," it's the very same thing when someone is bisexual. So just because a man has an ex-girlfriend doesn't mean that he can't love you, the same way that just because if a man had an ex-boyfriend or was with a man doesn't mean that he can't love you either. That's how I think of it. And I think that we're definitely we're moving towards that direction of people having a better understanding of sexuality. And if somebody likes you and they're into you, that should be your focus, not their past. Just like your past or their past isn't your focus when you believe that they're heterosexual, it should be the same. However, I don't think we're near getting to that point of acceptance. I believe that we're inching towards it though. Which is great because it's really not fair that women who are bisexual are embraced and loved and it's seen as sexy, but then it's frowned upon, looked down upon, and there's a stigma against a man being bisexual. It is a glaring double standard, but at the same time, Diddy should not be the face of bisexuality, right? We don't want that man as the face of anything. But somebody who is behind bars. And I don't understand. I really, truly, deeply what I don't understand why Diddy did not flee the country. The only reason I believe he didn't flee is that maybe there was an unspoken rule that we, the public, didn't know about that was expressed to Diddy that he cannot leave the country. Because I don't understand. I think it was one of two things. I think the authorities told Diddy that he cannot leave because the first thing I would have done within 24 hours is left the country after you raid my home. I'm out of here. So I think the authorities told him that he could not leave, or the authorities were working with informants of his who would let the authorities know if he would leave. Because they were supposed to arrest him, like, I guess on Friday, but they did on Tuesday. Because I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was planning to leave. Who knows? But all I know is if you raid my house, I'm gone within 24 hours, period, if not 12 hours. So I would love to know why Diddy did not flee. So I feel like there's something we don't know about why he did not bail and flee, leave the country. Like Russell Simmons, genius, hashtag genius. That's what I want to know. And because if he thought he was above the law, he is in for a rude awakening. And this lawyer of his, I think this lawyer of his is a goddamn clown. I do not know why you'd want to take on this case, have your name attached to this case when this motherfucker has so much evidence out against him, allegedly. And what's so one of the worst things about Diddy's crimes, as far as alleged rapes and assaults, he was always allegedly recording everyone having sex. Are you going to go public with your claims when somebody has footage of you having sex and you're a public figure or a private figure and you don't want the world to see? Are you going to go public with what you endured? You're going to be silent out of fear. So it's like, keep this man behind bars. Let him be a fucking example. Life in prison, no chance of parole. Because we need to let people know they can't do this fuck shit that Diddy was doing. And then with his lawyer trying to bring race into it, guess what? This is one time it's not appropriate to bring race into it. It's not appropriate. A crime is a crime. An alleged rapist is a rapist, and all the shit that he was allegedly up to. I don't care if he's black, white, purple, blue, yellow, orange, gray. He needs to be in prison, period. So, the Diddy stuff, like I said, we are not a news source. Please get your Diddy news elsewhere. I will try my best to chime in, but I'm not going to put that on myself. This story has like 40,000 layers to it. So I will speak on what I can when I can. Thanks, y'all.